We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program. First of all, my co-host, Kim Sorrell, author of Love Is. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest today.
I am so excited about our guest, Jeff. I cannot believe that I'm sitting here with you. You look amazing, by the way. You are beautiful. I love what you're doing. I love your music. I love who you are. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I was going to say, I love your eyes. I'm a sucker for blue eyes. So,
well, thank you. That's so sweet. Your history is amazing. You are young and you have this absolutely incredible history that I'd love for you to talk about.
Sure. Which part do you want to,
where you were born and what you've done, where you've come from?
I was born in Tehran, Iran during the revolution, and that was really uncertain times. There was a war. My mom and dad had 13 kids. I'm the baby 13. Oh, I don't know what happened. Sorry about that. I get these like notifications. I have to turn it off somehow. But anyway, coming from Iran, there was a revolution. I was just born. So basically I come to this world and there was chaos and war and uncertainties. And it was just really sad times in our life. And they had kidnapped my brothers and we didn't know if we can get them back. My dad passed away after 6 months I was born. So I never got to meet my father, and my mother wore the pants in the family as well as the, you know, she was a mom and a dad because she had to raise 13 kids now. But, you know, what my mom always taught us was about praying and believing in God and being a good person. And if some hardship comes your way, you just have to face it and keep moving forward. But my mom is the woman that I am today, my family, honestly.
Wow. You know, when you talk about specifically enough, the challenges, how did you, at a real young age, how did you overcome some of those things and those obstacles?
That's a good question. I honestly think, like, when you keep your mindset positive and you just stay grateful in a state of gratitude, and you surround yourself with very loving people that are also very driven and motivated and in life. I mean, all my family have businesses. They're here to contribute to society. We're all good humans, you know, and we're here to make the world a better place in our own little way, right? But I think that all ripples out. And even coming to US, there are some problems at first, you know, like because of my nationality and stuff, because I didn't speak the English and I was made fun of in high school and stuff like that. But I never lost hope. And I just thought because I was different, I was not from here and I didn't speak the language. And I had some difficulties at first, but obstacles are there for us to grow and to learn. And I always knew that. And that's why I am where I am and in my life, and because of being positive and being grateful. So
it's amazing. It's amazing how going through adversity makes you stronger.
It's very true. And I take all of that. I always say to turn pain into power and love. You know, a lot of people still talking about the pain, and we all been through. I mean, every single human, I don't care who the person is, even if there's the richest person in the world, you have problems. We all have things that we have to deal with and obstacles or problems we have to solve. But it's about how we do that. And I always think about that because I've been raised by very smart people and I have a big family, sisters and brothers, and they always taught me and I watched what they would do. And I'm like, what would an enlightened human do in this moment in time right now? And I'm not always the best, but 99.9% I try to be.
That's awesome. Did you always know that you wanted to perform?
Yes, I always loved acting. I mean, actually, I was a theater girl before, and I took a lot of theater in college, and that's what I wanted to do. I mean, I was like the baby of 13, so I would entertain my brothers and sisters. You know, they were like my audience. And but acting didn't go where I needed it to go, and I think I wasn't really pursuing it fully because I was seeing a lot of things in Hollywood, and it wasn't appealing to me. And I was like, oh, I'm okay. I'm just going to put that dream to the side, back burner, and maybe I'll produce movies or direct one day so I can still be in it, but I don't want to be an actress. So, and then singing came later. And I think, you know, I was like, maybe I'll just should do this. And God one day was like, okay, you're ready for it. Because I have pushed my blessing aside for a long time. I was not ready for that power. Uh-huh. Like, it was just a lot. Because when you're in the public eye and, you know, you're famous and you have all this money, it's like, oh my God, you really have to be stable and you have to really want this for the right reasons, because it can take you to another place. So when you're doing it for other people, to entertain them, to inspire them, to motivate them, whether it's through music, whether it's through a movie that's going to touch them, you know, touch their heart, that's amazing. It's just a human connection. That's what's beautiful.
Absolutely. So what age did you start singing?
I think like when I was like 18, 19, I was like, I think I can carry a tune. Like, I always thought my voice was pretty, not to be biased, but like, I was like, I think I can do this. I would mimic or imitate some singers and stuff or songs that I liked. And I'm like, I think I can do this. It was more like convincing myself, no, you can do this, you know? And then I started just singing like quietly. I was a little shy, believe it or not. So then I didn't really pursue it fully. And then I met a producer. We were like friends and we worked on some music, but that didn't go anywhere because I was in my heart. I don't think I was like fully in it. And then like 25, 26, I started singing more in Farsi. And then we did an album when my son was born, believe it or not, in my 30s. And then I was like, ooh, I think I have something. Maybe I should write a song in English. And that's when I connected with Damon Sharp. And I went to the computer one day and, you know, and I told God, I said, if you still want to, you know, give me those gifts, I'm ready for them, Father, you know. So, and I just looked on the computer and then his name popped up. I didn't even know how big he was. Honestly, I didn't know he produced Jennifer Lopez or Ariana Grande. And then like after him and I talked and I was like, oh my God, like this guy is like amazing. And I had no idea. I just liked his work ethics. I liked the way he kind of introduced himself, and I thought he was a like really amazing soul, because it's really hard sometimes in the industry to find good people that really want your interest in mind. So
that's amazing. It's amazing when you make connections like that that you never knew were possible, but you have to be the one to reach out, right?
Like you have to open those doors. God says it's there. You have to do the research. You have to go after it. You can just sit on the couch and just say, okay, well, my life is going to change. I'm going to lose weight or something good is going to come to me. You have to do it, because you have to be your own like wing woman or, you know, like a hype man or whatever you call it. You know, it's like, you got to be that for you. You know, you got to invest in yourself. You have to do things for you. You have to push yourself. And it's nice to have people that believe in you too, obviously. And so that helps a lot.
You are such an inspiration. And I wonder how much of it has to do too with being a mom yourself.
Oh yeah. I've always wanted to be a mom. Maybe not until like later in life. Because I have so many nieces and nephews. I am the baby 13. So I've raised a lot, you know, like babysat, and I love to be free. I never even got pets because I was like traveling, doing stuff. But now I have two boxer big boys, you know, and I have two babies. The motherhood definitely changed me. Like, I always wanted to do something nice for the world, or even like to make my world a more beautiful place so it can like trickle out. But now I'm on a mission. Like, I'm on this amazing mission to help, like in my way again, you know. I'm not trying to save the world, but if I can just save my little, you know, and just trickle that out to the world, that would be awesome. But I would love to do some healing center for the adults. And eventually one day I want to do schools. Like I would, cause I lived in Germany and I've seen some really amazing school system there. So I'm like, oh my God, if we create like something really cool for these kids, it's not just sitting on the desk and just watching the board, and let's do something fun for these kids that they get excited to go to school every day. So I want to like come up with my own school one day. And that's one of my dreams to do.
So you're seeing there's a mission driven part of your career, that through the success, the continued success of your career, that's going to lead to the missions of being able to provide the real life changing part of your legacy, right?
Yes. It's like, what does our society need? And I look around, I'm like, okay, cool. You know, we got to help the adults. They're overstressed. They're tired. They can maybe not go to a retreat in Mexico or Bali. I don't know. I live here and I want to go somewhere just for a couple hours, but I want to a place that I can just go rest, that can teach me how to meditate. We don't really have that. We have little places here and there for massage, but we need help. Like we are in a place in our time where we're like, a lot of people are overstressed, overworked, and need like to learn to relax, and we need to help them. And even the children, I just think like, schools are not fun these days anymore. I mean, it's just not exciting. And it's a place where you get scared to go with the shooting and all that bad stuff that's happening, you know? So I just want to create something that is going to help the younger kids and because, you know, teach them to fish, rather give them, you know, and then also for the adults. So we need help for both kind of spectrum on both sides.
I love that. I want to go to your place when you open it and learn meditation, because that would be amazing. That's so necessary.
You would definitely be invited. Believe me, whoever wants to come, you are invited.
Great. Great. And education is so important. And it's interesting. You mentioned that you saw what they do in Germany. And it's funny how in some countries, education is so valued and so important. And people understand the value of education. And then other places, I feel like here, quite often we take it for granted.
We sure do. And I feel like there should be more after school programs that the kids, you know, can go and help with homework because parents are working later now. There should be something that can help these children, like even summer camp. My kids go to summer camp. Not that I don't want them in the house. I love spending time with my children, but it's good for them to meet other kids and, you know, to play and stuff like that. And they do art and swim and, you know, they love going to summer camp. They're excited in the morning to go to school. Well, summer, you know, camp, but we need to do something that's an after school program for the kids too, just so they have somewhere to go afterward. I mean, the inner city, there's so many areas that it needs help. And I feel like we just need to stress on that more. These children are everything. We need to help them. We need to give them guidance and give them the right tools. If they don't have it, then they don't know better.
Does that give you motivation each day, you know, when you're as a recording artist to get out there and really even like, or when you're traveling to say, I can, the more I put into this, the more success I have, the more I can give back. It just seems like the give back is such an important part, as we talked about before. But how do you, like, those tough days as an artist, get through them? What gives you that mindset to keep going?
I listen to music. I work out. I sweat. I stretch. I stretch and I go deeper. And I'm a yogi. Before I did music, I'm actually a 5,000-hour yogi teacher. Mm-hmm. I did yoga for a while. I worked at spas. I've been in the spa world for almost 12 years. I'm an esthetician by trade. So I've done all of that stuff. So that's what I do. I go inward. And I breathe the pain wherever it's hiding in my body. Because where does pain go when we're upset? It hides in our body. And that's why we have aches and stuff, right? But when we're stretching, we're releasing that pain and we're just breathing it out, right? So it's just like the life. Just take one breath at a time. You own your breath. No one else does. It's yours. And just once you go inward, everything is perfect. It's just our outer world is always knocking and trying to get our attention or get us mad or frustrated or whatever it may be. So those are the things that helps you grow. So you just have to know where the root of the problem is and just tackle it and give it love. You breathe love into the areas that need love.
I love that. Speaking of love, I love that. I mean, you're so passionate about it. And everything that you're talking about has to do with helping other people,
that's why I'm doing this. Honestly, like I wake up every day and I'm like, okay, why am I doing 8-hour rehearsals and I'm writing more songs and things are taking off slowly. And I love the way things are unfolding in my life and my career. I wouldn't have it no other way because God always says, I will prepare you. I'm not going to like set you up for failure. And if there's closed doors, it's because I'm either not ready or it's just not the right time because I got something bigger for you. So if God blesses me, may my blessings bless others. And I always say that. Because that's just the way I am. I mean, I wouldn't even need to do any of this. I could just be a stay-at-home mom and, you know, I have an amazing life. I'm very blessed, you know, but I don't want to just sit around. I'm like, no, I want to do something. I want to go wherever the roads are not there and I'm just going to build more roads or are we going to fly? I don't know.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. It goes back to what Neil said, kind of the more you have, the more you can give, the more you can do.
It is about giving. It really is, because even when you think of currency, right, it's current. It's like a current. You just have to, it just has to go around, and you know, we can just like keep everything for ourselves. You know, you have to be able to give back. And as a celebrity, as someone like, you know, musician or singer, songwriter, it doesn't matter. I would love to do like, we should do like world tours where, you know, twice a year for the kids of the world or something. I mean, I would love to start like a trend like that where the children of the world, and, you know, I kind of like relate to Michael Jackson in so many ways, because I do have a big passion for kids. And even when I was younger, I remember not having much. And there's a lot of kids that can't buy instruments because they're expensive, you know, to be able to donate instruments, you know, for them to play. And there's just so much. There's so much we can do to make exactly. this world a better place in our own little way, you know.
For sure.
Go ahead, Kim.
I was just going to say, I do a lot of work in Haiti and Dominican Republic and Burkina Faso, and you can come with me anytime you want to. And
I would love to kids. Do. Yeah, we could go perform there. And I'm sure they each have, those cities all have very wealthy people. We can put like a fun performance together and give half of it back to the, to those children. You know, I mean, it's all about that. That's what life is about. You know, we all are God's children. And when you take care of one of his children, he will bless you and take care of you more. So that's the way I see it.
So how pleased are you with the success so far of what you've been doing as a recording artist, and especially your group? You got to be happy.
I'm really very proud of my group and my team. My team is, I am who I am because of my team. You don't understand, like being a singer, there's just so many elements that comes with it. You know, you have, you know, music director, you have choreographer, you have, I mean, there's just so much. I am like I said, I am who I am because of my team. I have an incredible team. I am extremely happy in where we are right now, how things are unfolding, because I'm just getting ready mentally, emotionally, physically. We're just going to go to the next layer of this, you know, and just keep like tearing it out and becoming something more.
How did you get your team together?
You know, it wasn't like where we were like, oh, well, here's a 20 people. Great. Come on along. No, it was just along the road. You know, we just find amazing souls that just love my mission. And Shab is not just music. Shab is not, you know, just entertaining. I mean, Shab is a, we want to make this a brand, you know, like it's a brand, it's a lifestyle. That is who I am, because I want to be able to help other people. How am I living? What's helping me? I want to share the secrets. I want to put it all out there. And they're just amazing souls that they're super talented, and we would meet along the way, and we just made them into our team, and they wanted to stay. And I was just so grateful that they were like, that they love me and they believe in my mission as much as I do. So it's pretty incredible.
How did you form your group? How did it come about getting them all together? Like finding the right like-minded people to be around you for the group?
Well, I have to be thankful to Septian Group Entertainment here. Demi Lovato actually started her career like early years there. It's just kind of getting ready. And Jessica Simpson was with them for a little while too. And I found some amazing talented group of people there. Like my music director, he was a guitarist there, and I was taking some guitar lessons, and that's how him and I connected. And so he became my music director, you know, so it's kind of like very super talented. And he used to do stuff for, he toured with Demi Lovato for 5 years. And so he's with me now. And because like I said, he just believes in the brand as much. So they're all basically sold to the Shab brand. And then my choreographer is also part of Septian Group. So I found a lot of my people through Septian. And, you know, I have my social media platform group as well that we hired. And those girls like work tirelessly for me, because I take care of them, you know. Our heart is just a heart to heart, and we are always authentic and real about how we feel. And they're just good people. So, and like I'm my best friend since I've known, I was 15 years old. She helps me with some social media stuff as well. So it's like people that I either knew and some family members. My husband, obviously, he's helping me with the business side. And he was in Wall Street, a lawyer for merger and acquisition. And he did that for the longest time. So he's super smart, witty. He's built 3-4 companies here in Dallas and sold and created a new one. And so I'm in a really great, great hands here in Texas, you know, with lots of great, super smart people and very talented.
Yeah. Dallas is a great city. Lots it of good is. People. Yeah. That's great.
Where are you guys located, by the way?
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, nice.
Well, now I'm in Fort Worth. I was in Pittsburgh forever, but now I'm.
Oh, really? Here. You're close by.
Yeah.
Oh, you should come by one time. We're literally off the tollway.
Absolutely, that will stay connected. No doubt.
I'm serious.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, you should see on my social media picture. I was at the movies in Dallas and ran into Mark Cuban. So you'll see how tall I am. If you go on my social media, you'll see me with Mark. So.
Oh, cool. Mark, well, I'm gonna. Yeah. Mark is a really cool guy. Actually, my husband's old house was across Mark Cuban. And it was his birthday, and Stevie Wonder was singing live. I mean, they could all hear it. Oh, cool. On the outside.
Yeah, I've had other sharks on. I interviewed Brian, his brother, too. Brian Cuban's a great guy. He has a book out and stuff like that, and I had him on a couple. So just all the real, and then also the Real Housewives of Dallas. I've interviewed a bunch of them on my show, too. So I'm waiting to connect with a bunch of people that were around that I was in Pittsburgh interviewing, and now I'm in Fort Worth. So, you know,
go. I love it. Welcome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, okay. Texas is pretty cool. Fort Worth is awesome.
Except it's too hot. It's too hot right now. Way too hot.
Way I too agree hot. With you.
All right, Kim, last question for Shab. Go ahead.
Your music. I'd love for you to talk about your music, describe your sound, your uniqueness, and your music.
So basically my sound is electric, I would say world pop and a little bit of rock and R&B. It has like a little bit of everything, I would say, but the newest one we just released, Crisscross, guys, go watch it. It's a really cool concept video, and it's basically about a new love and they're both kind of playing games, but they're really into each other, and the other one doesn't want to tell that one, and that one doesn't want to tell the other one. So it's kind of like a love triangle thing between, you know, trying to figure out, you know, either seducing him or like loving him. So check Crisscross is a cool video and go check it out. The lyrics are beautiful. And I wrote that with Damon Sharp and Eric Sinicola. And so we wrote that song together. And so, yeah, it's kind of like a make feel good kind of vibing. Music. So, but Infinite Love is out. You guys can like listen to either live versions or the, you know, regular track version as well.
Oh, fantastic. A lot of big things coming up for sure.
Yes. My new album that should be coming out hopefully end of summer, which is called Euphoria. And my first album was Infinite Love. So we're keeping everything with the love, euphoric, universal, something different.
Absolutely. And so, Kim, you can tell our listeners out there, especially who, and I guess also tell Shab about you as an author and stuff like that. And then I'll find out where we can find info on Shab, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, well, Shab, I would love to send you my book, my latest book, Love Is. I spent a year trying to figure out the true meaning of love. And I used an old poem that you're probably familiar with. Love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, etc.
That's my favorite quote. Did you know that I wrote what I wanted in a man, like, and I put it inside of that quote, and then one day but that's my favorite quote of all time. I would be an honor to have your book.
Well, good. So I'll get your information and send it out to you. But
yeah, and I'll send you a Shab t-shirt. I have a Shab t-shirt.
All right. Awesome. That's great. Thank you so much.
Yes. He's really building that lifestyle brand. So what do you think, and I was going to write to Shab on this question. So where do you want to see yourself? You want to create a lifestyle brand. So that's pretty much it. The music, the lifestyle, everything. So where do you see yourself in 10 years, Shab?
Oh my gosh. That's a long time. I was just at the 5-year stretch, but 10 years. Wow. I would love to eventually dabble in directing or producing. I have some ideas for some really heartfelt, touched movies, even my childhood, like stuff that I've been through, but like for some really cool concept that's just going to move people. I have some ideas for that. And I would love to be in, you know, either maybe feature, you know, and even like direct a movie. So that's where I see myself. I would love to do that. I want to conquer music. Obviously I'm going to do like a spa songs, you know, except for the spa, I want to do something special for the spa, like a spa audition, like, you know, remember Enigma, like not Enigma, but something cool and different that takes you to a trance. Like I want to do some cool, different genres of music too, obviously, but just conquer it all. Conquer it all. One day at a time.
Where can people find information on you? Where can they go? Best place.
You can go to, for IG, Instagram, Shop Music Official. Facebook is the same, Shop Music Official. And then my website is shabofficial.com. And then as well as Twitter, Shab Music Official.
All right. And Kim, your website again for people?
KimSorrell.com. SORRELLE, way too many letters, KimSorrell.com. And Love Is the name of the book. It's available everywhere.
Fantastic. And check out, again, my website always for my people that listen to me. Again, number 12 celebrity podcast in the world, according to FeedSpot, NeilHaley.com. And my new brand that's launching, Lifestyle, again, is Neil the Media Giant Haley. And check us out, all those different places. Appreciate everyone and a great connection. And go figure how we all connect in this universe and move forward. And I appreciate you both stopping by.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.